Palantir promises to see all crime with data, but does it work? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Molly Wood. Data analytics company Palantir is reportedly considering going public. Palantir is the company co-founded by controversial Silicon Valley billionaire Peter Thiel, formerly of PayPal. It's named after an all-seeing artifact in the Lord of the Rings trilogy, and it promises police departments, governments, even the IRS, that it can take in a huge amount of data and make AI-informed guesses to help track down criminals. And in a secret pilot program in New Orleans, Palantir Tech even tried to predict when crime would happen or who might be a victim. But lately, its huge $20 billion valuation is in doubt, and privacy activists are concerned about its tactics. Let's dig into this in Quality Assurance, the segment where we take a deeper look at a big tech story. Mark Harris is a reporter who's covered Palantir for Wired.
Palantir's selling point is that it can take these hundreds of data streams from all different kinds of systems that don't normally work together. And it can squeeze them all into this pot to come up with these insights. But that's actually really tricky because you have to understand a lot of different types of hardware, a lot of different types of software and databases, and every company and every jurisdiction does things their own way.
Mm-hmm. Well, and one of the other things that's been speculated is that Palantir may have actually promised cities like New Orleans or Los Angeles that it could do sort of pre-crime prediction, right? That it could sort of use artificial intelligence to say, oh, crimes are more likely to happen here. You should direct resources that way.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly the case that police departments want to be smarter about the way they deploy their officers and deploy their resources. The question is, can you do that in a way that respects people's civil liberties, that doesn't target populations, you know, minorities perhaps, or poor neighborhoods that have got disproportionate amounts of policing, even though there's plenty of crime happening elsewhere? There's a cycle of there's been crime here in the past, so let's go there again. And you can institutionalize a lot of sort of biases and discriminations that, you know, that we've seen historically in cities across America.
It reminds me a little bit of the Cambridge Analytica story where they were saying, look, we can use this data to micro-target to such an extent that it will be like we're psychic. We can get right inside someone's brain. And I wonder if there is a possibility that no company can do as much with mountains of data as they promise.
Right. That's really true, right? It's nice that they have success stories, but we're not seeing the day-to-day work. We're not seeing how useful it is for officers. And some of the emails that I've seen, you know, found that some people using the system thought it was powerful. Other people, you know, had struggled with it and struggled to get it usable by them and to give them useful results to in their work. So you're right. Palantir has this mystique of having worked for all the intelligence agencies. They have a very attractive background. They sound like an interesting company to have that sort of technology working in your organization. You know, the truth of it is, can you actually see whether it pays for itself? You know, I haven't seen those data. It's entirely possible. And if they go public, which they're planning to do in the next couple of years, then we'll have a lot more visibility into what they're doing.
Mark Harris wrote about Palantir in Wired this month. You can find a link to that story at our website, marketplacetech.org. And now for some related links, literally related this time. First of all, you have to read the Wall Street Journal story from the other day about Palantir and its valuation and possible problems with its business plan, if only for the description of Palantir CEO Alex Karp. His beanies, Bavarian farmhouse, Tai Chi swords, loud German phone calls, and how he describes Palantir as a, quote, colony of artists. But plenty of people find surveillance software neither quirky nor artistic. Last month, several immigrant rights groups put out a report accusing Palantir, along with Amazon and a Bay Area company called Forensic Logic, which does predictive crime analysis, of helping the Trump administration excessively target immigrants for jail or deportation. Amazon, you may have heard, has been selling facial recognition technology to law enforcement agencies. The software is called Recognition, spelled with a creepy K instead of a C. In May, the ACLU ran a test of the system and found that it accidentally matched 28 members of Congress with mugshots of other people. Amazon said it was miscalibrated. Last month, an anonymous Amazon employee wrote a Medium post saying that 450 employees inside the company had signed a letter to Jeff Bezos asking the company to stop selling the recognition software to law enforcement and, actually, to kick Palantir off of Amazon Web Services. What a tangled web of surveillance we weave. Happy weekend, everyone. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.